and my foot must have went underneath that root, and down I went, my pocketbook and all that fell out on my pocketbook and my stick, and fell that store in the corner. There's two colored fellas on that corner. They had a cold, and they come, oh, they laid it on fell. Mm-hmm. And they had to come over there and pick me up, both of them on my own, and said, where you live at? And I told them, said, you hurt me? I don't know. They want to take me to the hospital. So they both carried me to his car, mm-hmm. and put me in his car and brought me right on at my door and then brought me on in. So I said, well, I won't try that by myself no more, in the streets by myself no more. Well, it's a good thing they did, because yeah. I don't know what would have happened. I wouldn't have been able to get home. that was my good luck that day.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about a child that's born to a woman that isn't married. What would you call that child?
Oh. I can't think of. I know it, but I just can't call her name on it.
Did you ever hear him called a bastard or a wood?
Mm-hmm.
A bastard?
Bastard, like?
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's what I used to hear him calling him, a bastard.
Any other name?
Look like I just can't say the name, but I know, you know, it's different.
Did you ever hear Woods Colt or Bush Child or Sunday Baby?
Oh, I can't think of that name. No. What did you say again now?
Woods Colt or any other, you know, common name like
Wish
that?
Wish Colt. It might be like a Wish Colt then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your brother's son would be your...
Huh?
Your brother's son would be your...
My brother's son?
Uh-huh.
It'd be a... like bastard, like...
No. Do you have a brother or sister that... Well, they have a son.
Oh, yeah. That's name. His name Tom. My daughter's son.
Uh-huh.
He's named Tom. Tom.
What relation is he to you?
My grandson. That'd be all right.
Uh-huh. Or you might have a niece or a...
Niece? That's my... she's named Agnes.
Uh-huh.
That's my sister's daughter.
What would your sister's son be?
Huh?
Your sister's son.
Son, Ames, what's his name?
Well, he wouldn't be your niece. He'd be your...
My, grandson, huh?
Or your nephew.
My nephew.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And what would you call a child who's lost both parents?
And what?
A child that's lost both his parents.
Without marriage?
No, a child whose parents have died.
Oh, it's a lost, she's not no parents at all.
Uh-huh.
But to keep the razor up.
Uh-huh.
Bring her up, uh-huh.
Any special names for a child like that?
I guess that her name is Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who's supposed to take care of a child who doesn't have any parents would be
like
his
grandmother
or his legal
aunt or something like that,
or guard
godmother.
Uh-huh. And say if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say this town is full of my
nieces and cousins.
Uh-huh. And they're all my
friends.
Uh-huh.